Mark Green is our guest every single week at this time from the Lane Report. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack.
How are you this morning?
I am doing good. It's nice and sunny. The birds are out of the feeder. It's a beautiful looking Wednesday.
I was by the summit yesterday. Looks like it's coming along.
Yes, they are about to go into a more public phase starting tomorrow. They're having some media in for a brunch or something like that early in the morning. But then from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's open to the public to come in and start checking everything out. This is going to be a bunch of trendy, upscale, hip boutique shops and stores, and I'm sure you'll be going there all the time.
Well, Jack, I'm so upscale and trendy, you know I'll be the first one there.
So, but they're going to be having music performances. Some of the food places are going to be doing pop-ups where you can get some of their food. Crank and Boom is going to be serving Saturday evening. I might go check out and see the Ted's Montana Grill is supposed to be doing its pop-up, and Atomic Ramen.
Atomic Ramen? What the hell is that?
Atomic Ramen noodles.
Oh, wow.
Ramen is one of those trendy foods.
Really? Okay. I thought that was what you ate when you were in college when you couldn't afford anything else.
Well, me too. That's my experience with it, but it's a gourmet food nowadays.
How about that? That's interesting. Now, tell me about this aluminum plant.
On the final day of this year's legislative session, the Bevin administration asked the General Assembly to approve $15 million in bonds that was going to help recruit a mega project that's going to help Eastern Kentucky, which, of course, has been suffering since the coal industry has been going into decline the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to find out today what that project is, and the word is that it looks like it's going to be an aluminum plant in Greenup County, which is just right down the river from Ashland, right next door. It's apparently going to be a $1.3 billion project, 500 permanent jobs, 1,000 construction jobs as they're building this. Now, the permanent jobs are supposedly going to pay $75,000 a year, so that's pretty good, and the region needs it there. Bevin has been, trying to tip his hand a little bit of how big this is going to be, so there's going to be a ripple effect across that part of the state, and even in that part of the country, in that part of the United States, this project is so big.
Wow, that's interesting.
We will find out around lunchtime today all the details.
Mark Green, thank you. Always a pleasure, sir.